This is Feba Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
God of my life, Psalm 42 and verse 8. This God of my life has given me this life to live. He helps me to live this life, fulfilling His purpose. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 15, we read, "And that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again." Apostle Paul writes to Corinthian believers who knew Christ personally that they have to live for Christ and not unto themselves. This call is given to all those who have accepted Christ and those who know Christ in their lives, that they should not live for themselves, but to live for Christ in this world. Jesus Christ came into this world sent by God, died for us all on the cross of Calvary to give us everlasting life. We have a life to live in eternity, and we have a blessed hope that we shall be with the Lord Jesus Christ in eternity. But then, what about our life in this world? This life we live in this world is in a place where Jesus lived and gave His life on the cross of Calvary. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "I go to prepare a place for you in my Father's house." Now, we are going to be in that Father's house prepared by the Lord Jesus Christ. But now, we are left in this world. We are living in this life, in this world. So, in this life, we have to live for Christ and not for ourselves. We know how Apostle Paul was met by Christ. He was a person who was against Christ. After Paul met Christ, see what he said to Christ in Acts chapter 9 and verse 6. "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" This question asked by Paul to Jesus Christ shows us very clearly as how we can begin to live for Christ. By nature, we want to do what we like. Maybe you say, "I want to do what I want to do." We want to be left alone. No one should tell us what to do and what not to do. We are so self-dependent, self-driven, self-centered, and selfish by nature. In Luke's Gospel chapter 12, verse 16 to 21, we read a parable narrated by Jesus Christ. He was a successful rich man who made sure that he had a secure future. He said to himself, "What shall I do? This I will do. I will pull down. I will build. I will keep. I, my, me." Jesus said to this man, "He is a fool." It is foolishness to depend on our own selves to live this life and live for ourselves. Jesus Christ said in John's Gospel chapter 15 and verse 5, "Without me, he can do nothing." Since we are connected, united to Jesus Christ and His life, He only can make us to live. This relationship and willingness to live by Him will make us to live for Christ. We know Jesus Christ, when He was in this world, He always wanted to do the will of the Father and not His own will. That's what we read in John's Gospel, chapter 8 and verse 29. David says his delight is to do the will of God in Psalm 40 and verse 8. We definitely need to do what God wants us to do and please Him. Now, when we are called to live for Christ, we remember the great commission given to us in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28 and verse 19, to preach the gospel and present Christ to this lost world. If we live for Christ, then we need to speak about Christ, share our experience with Christ to others, and show Christ through our lives to others. This world needs Christ today. What do you intend doing for Christ, or what have you done for Christ? Henceforth, we should not live for ourselves, but live for Christ who loved us and gave Himself for us to die and rose up again. Here is a call given to every one of us to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive His counsel, to fulfill His purpose, and to do what is pleasing unto Him. Ask the Lord today this question: what do you want me to do? Let's live for Christ in this life given by God. May the Lord bless this word, and may the Lord bless you all.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.